Say the words Sinn Féin and you might think of the hardline Irish Nationalist Party, a party associated with the terror group the IRA in Northern Ireland. But Sinn Féin is now a big player in the Republic of Ireland. Quick geography reminder, that is the independent Ireland on the southern side of the Emerald Isle. For decades, two center-right parties have dominated politics there, but new opinion polls show Sinn Féin in the lead on the eve of a general election tomorrow. I asked the World's Orla Barry in London about this shakeup in Irish politics.
It's a real shock, Marco. Traditionally, as you said, we have these two centre-right parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. They're the ones who've been battling it out, sharing power back and forth for the last, essentially, 100 years since independence in the 1920s from Britain. And to see Sinn Féin come ahead like this in the most recent poll last weekend really took everyone by surprise. These are the highest polling numbers that the party has ever received since entering the Irish Parliament decades ago. It should, by the way, come with a caveat, though, because Sinn Féin often do quite well in polls, and then on election day, their vote often collapses.
Is there a sense that maybe this election will be different? I mean, how has Sinn Féin managed to kind of get to the top of the polls, and who is it appealing to?
A lot of the reason is thanks to the party leader, to Mary Lou MacDonald, because prior to this, the IRA was always closely associated with Sinn Féin. But Mary Lou MacDonald is a very different character. She's a woman who was born in Dublin. She's from a wealthy part of Dublin, well-educated, and a woman, first of all. The traditional Sinn Féin voter has usually been northern. They've usually been male, quite nationalist, quite working class. Mary Lou has come in and sort of positioned herself as a much more middle class voter, appealing to people on issues like housing and issues like healthcare. And also she's been positioning Sinn Féin basically as the alternative to the mainstream parties, as the alternative to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Have a listen to her. She was on the TV the other night in a TV debate.
The theme of this election has emerged as a thirst for change. I'm very clear what that change means. Everywhere that I have gone, people have said to me that they recognise that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, essentially identical parties, have had it all their own way now for almost a century.
So if a party like Sinn Féin gets into government in the Republic of Ireland, I mean, what would that mean for this dream for some people of a united Ireland, bringing together Northern Ireland and the Republic of?
Yeah, it's interesting because Sinn Féin is a very nationalist party. They've always campaigned for a united Ireland. And Mary Lou MacDonald was asked about this on the campaign trail recently, if there would be a referendum on a united Ireland under her watch.
It's a necessity. I mean, I've said very clearly that I believe we should have a border poll within the next 5 years. This shouldn't be written up as some sort of exotic red line from Sinn Féin. This is an absolute necessity. And I have to tell you, I cannot understand political leaders or political parties who refuse to see what is in plain sight. And that is the change is happening. This issue, this needs to be done and it needs to start now.
So, as she said there, if Sinn Féin get into government, they will push for a referendum to be held within the next 5 years.
So what does this all mean for the current Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar? He was seen as the new face of Ireland, a son of an Indian immigrant, openly gay. Is his time over?
Yeah, and in a sense that image that you portray of him very much worked for him abroad and perhaps doesn't work as well at home. Mm. So, you know, abroad he cuts a very fine figure on the international stage. He's articulate, he looks good, he's young, he mixes well with the other European leaders. But back home there is a sense that he concentrated so much on international affairs and so much on Brexit that he took his eye off the ball when it came to the bread and butter issues, when it came to the issues like housing and rent prices. Anyone who's in Dublin will tell you that rents have gone through the roof. The people felt that he just wasn't taking note of things that were really happening on the ground and the day-to-day problems that people were facing. So while he was doing quite well internationally, maybe it's not going to work so well for him at home.
Well, it's not over until the voters sing, and we'll find out what happens this weekend, I guess. The World's Orla Barry in London. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.